Exclusive, Donald Trump, by now, every Arab country, and possibly Iran, would have signed Abraham Accords if Biden was not president. By Matthew Boyle and Alexander Marlowe on January 10, 2024. Palm Beach, Florida, former President Donald Trump told Breitbart News exclusively that he believes had the 2020 election not gone the way it did and were he still president right now, a path to true peace in the Middle East was possible. Instead, with Democrat President Joe Biden taking office after the 2020 election, the region has further destabilized and no new countries have joined the historic Abraham Accords since. During Trump's presidency, several Arab nations joined the Abraham Accords, which normalized relations between them and the Jewish state of Israel. The countries that joined during the Trump administration were the United Arab Emirates, UAE, Bahrain, Morocco, and Sudan. Trump says that several others were on the verge of joining, including even possibly Iran, but Biden taking office and reverting to a failed approach to the Middle East scuttled the efforts and has disintegrated any progress. Not one country has joined the Abraham Accords during Biden's entire presidency. You would have had every country sign, including possibly Iran, into the Abraham Accords if the election wasn't rigged, Trump told Breitbart News in a more than two-hour-long exclusive interview here at Mar-a-Lago. By this time, you would have had every country, Saudi Arabia, and maybe even Iran, signed. Trump argued that his approach to the Iranians, he was ruthless with them financially through sanctions, and obviously ordered the killing of Qasem Soleimani, was going to force the Islamic Republic of Iran to the bargaining table. Iran, as you know, was broke with me. Now, they've got $250 billion, Trump said. I'm not even talking about the $6 billion and the $10 billion. They have $250 billion now, but they were broke. There was no money for Hamas, no money for Hezbollah. Trump also said that if he were president, the Hamas terrorists in Gaza, which are largely funded by the Iranians, never would have been able to launch the October 7th terrorist attack on Israel. The October 7th attack in Israel never would have happened, Trump said. We would have taken much more decisive action if it did. I don't understand these people. As Breitbart News's Joel Polak reported this week, Biden's Secretary of State Antony Blinken has signaled the return to the failed foreign policy vision for the Middle East that peace between Israelis and Palestinians must be a precursor to peace between Israel and other Arab nations. Trump also noted during the interview that Biden, while vicious with political opponents like him here at home, is not vicious against foreign adversaries of the United States. He said that he thinks Biden and his family members taking money from foreign countries like the Chinese Communist Party proves that the current president is a Manchurian candidate, and that he is compromised, which is why Biden is letting adversaries of the United States rise. We say this guy, Biden, is vicious, but he is not vicious against all these countries, Trump said. I think he's a Manchurian candidate. These countries have given him so much money, it's almost like he's taken money from the whole world. The way he's handling China is so ridiculous that it must be that he's compromised. There could be no other reason other than that he is compromised.